children's church, any of those things, but just an opportunity to come and celebrate the fact that the King has come. Other announcements would be in bulletins, but also online on the digital bulletin, so folks can be able to check those out. But as we come, let us come with expectation, and let us look to the Advent candles. We invite Werner to come and to lead us in the devotion and in lighting the candles this morning.
Thank you. Okay, Advent week 3, the candle of joy. From Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. When the world asks, almost demands that we enjoy Christmas, the advent of Christ invites us into a deeper joy. In Scripture, joy is experienced when something good is received or something wonderful has happened. The Nativity story overflows with it. Zechariah and Elizabeth receive their son John. John leaps in Elizabeth's womb at the presence of Jesus, and Mary realizes that salvation is coming for God's people. Songs of joy fill the air around us during the Christmas season, but isn't it true that often there is a minor key in the soundtrack? Life's disappointments and sorrows are the real context into which this joyful message comes. During one Christmas season, I had the joy of giving birth to our son. No, that's what it says. During another, we lost our oldest daughter to a ravishing disease. By the way, this is written by Terry Althaus, so I assume it's a female. The thing about joy, though, is that it can still be present and growing. In the most difficult times of life, unlike enjoyment, joy can't be fabricated. It is a fruit of the Spirit in us and our response to gifts from God. Perhaps joy occurs in the presence of a trial. When we become more aware of the eternal reality that there is a greater symphony being written by the great composer. Christ himself went through the experience of the cross with his eyes set on what was to come, the joyful victory that became our greatest gift. Take a moment to thank God for your trials. Practice gratitude and remind yourself that God works everything for good, even suffering. What sorrowful strain may be present for you in this season? Where can Jesus enter, allowing you to experience all of him? Take a moment of silence and stillness before God and invite him to compose his song of joy in you. This gift of God will cherish well, that ever joy our hearts shall fill. How great our joy, great our joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high.
If you would stand with me as we sing praises to the Lord and sing of the joy that he has brought to us.
To the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to songs and my people free from our fears and sins. Release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel, strength and consolation, hope of all the earth, thou art dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel, strength and consolation, hope of all the earth, thou art dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart.
Yes, Lord, we just want to take a moment this morning to acknowledge that you are the only source of joy. So we turn our eyes from all the things of this world that try to compete, and we fix our eyes on you. We welcome your spirit, we welcome your presence, Lord, into our lives. Even now, Lord, would you enter afresh into this space? Would you fuel the flame that you have placed within us? Set our hearts on fire for you, Lord. You're all that we want.
Just wanna be with you, King of glory, fill this place. We just wanna be with you. We just wanna be with you. Yes, the world will bow down and say you are God. Every man will bow down and say you are king. So let's start right now. Why would we wait? King of glory, fill this place. We just wanna be. Just wanna be with you. King of glory, fill this place. We just wanna be with you. We just wanna be with you. Yes, the world will bow down and say you are God. Every man will bow down and say you are king. So let's start right now. Why would we wait when we can praise you? Now in victory, just want to be with you.
Before we sing any further, can we just wait upon the presence of the Lord? Allow him to minister to your heart, to your soul, even to your body. Lord, so often we are in a rush, especially during the holiday season. We have so many things to attend to, so many places to be, so many gifts to buy, and so many people to think of. But this morning, Lord, we come before you unhurried, willing to just wait upon your presence. Willing to be present ourselves with you, Lord, our minds not wandering to the things that distract. So we'll sing hallelujah until you come again. And we'll dance in your presence until you come again. I'll just sing hallelujah until you come again. And I'll dance in presence until you come again. We will sing hallelujah until you come again. And we'll dance in your presence until you come again. We will sing to lift up prayers of adoration to the Lord.
Thank you.
worthy are you, Lord, the one who came, humbled himself to dwell on this earth, to be offered as a lamb slain for our sins, that we would be reconciled to the Father. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting same, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. God of Abraham, you're the God of covenants, of faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you do just what you say. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart learn. When you speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting same, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. God, from age to age, though the earth may pass away, your word remains the same. Your history can prove there's nothing you can't do. You're faithful and true. Oh, the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart learn. When you speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me.
to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting, same I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness.
Lift that up.
Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting, same I will praise your name.